thanks for hanging out, everybody. And we, of course, hope you guys hang out on The Valley Outdoors, right, Don?
On TheValleyOutdoors.com. And check us out on Facebook as well.
Absolutely. And, of course, we always want to encourage you guys. We've got the greatest promotion going on in the world, Fish With Us. That's going to be signing up on TheValleyOutdoors.com. That's going to be on the bottom section of the page. Sign up every day. Win a fantastic trip to Ashkenam Resort, beautiful Lake Cabotogama, and that whole northern tier. We're going to be fishing Namekin and Cabotogama and having an absolute blast. Last year was outstanding and just super fun, educational fun, and lots of good food and lots of good times.
Good fishing, too.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a hoot.
Once they gave you that special slip crawler harness.
Ah, yes. I'm not even going to ask you this year.
Oh, Don, I tie special tackle for my friends.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, you can sign up every day. That's the big thing. Do not let a great opportunity like this go away. The only thing you have to pay for is a license. And getting there, that's all you have to do. It's super easy. And the guys I know that went last year absolutely had a blast. We've got photos somewhere, don't we?
Online.
Check out the photos. And lots of, we call it PBs. You know what a PB is?
A PB.
Personal best.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of personal bests. And we had a lot of fun with that as well. So keep that in mind. Sign up for Fish With Us on TheValleyOutdoors.com. And sign up and have a fun time fishing with us.
Are you guaranteeing a PB? If they fish with you?
No, I don't guarantee that.
Oh.
But it happened last trip, did it not?
Yes.
It did?
A couple times.
Yeah. I think 3 days we had PBs for guys.
Yeah.
We had one of the first days we didn't, but that was the seek and destroy type day where you got to figure out where they're at. So we'll have a little bit better understanding of that this year.
Sure.
So I'm looking forward to that. State record catfish, Don, out of Michigan. I know I like to bring these stories up because you're just a catfish kind of guy.
You know, the good thing about that is you've taught me everything I know about catfish.
And now you can't get away from it. New state record flathead catfish tops 53 pounds. That's from Lloyd Tanner. He's from Hobart, Indiana. He was fishing the St. Joe River in Michigan, and that happened on back in May. But it was verified that it was actually a record, and it went 48 inches long. That's just massive.
It's a four-footer.
Four-footer. He was fishing cut bait, and I don't know. When you get those big cats, you really wonder who hooked who, because they will tear you up something fierce. It's unbelievable. Previous record was 52 pounds. It was 46 inches long. Caught in Niles. He was out of Niles. He caught that in Barron Lake in Cass County. His fish was verified by the Lake Michigan Basin Coordinator with the Michigan DNR. I've been fishing this Michigan for almost 30 years. What draws me to Michigan is fishing for big catfish. You don't really think they're known for big catfish.
You don't think of Michigan when you're talking big
Absolutely.
Cats.
Absolutely. He said he usually comes there every weekend with his friends in the Michigan Catfish Anglers Trail, or MCATS, an amateur fishing club. We have several fun tournaments that anyone who enjoys catfishing can come out and fish, he said. So kind of a cool deal. That's my token catfish story for you, Don. We had to hit the Michigan
folks.
Oh,
Mr. Whiskers, yep.
Yep.
It's a big one.
Yeah, it is.
Have you ever caught one that big?
I actually had one probably that big.
Really?
I caught it on a jig, and I brought it up to the boat, and I thought I'm going to, this is funny, I'm pre-fishing for an NWT tournament, and I'm get it up to the boat. I'm like, all right, this is a big fish. I don't want to bring it in the boat. And I thought I could just reel the tip down and push
the jig out.
Well, I broke the rod tip 4 inches back. I pushed it. I thought I was going to get it out of the cat because it was in not the real meaty part of the fish. And I thought, all right.
It was in the bone, huh?
Yeah. I thought. Now I realize I thought.
The cat won.
Poorly.
Yeah.
I thought very poorly. Was not a good thing.
So did you just cut the line?
No, I just would have reached down with the pliers and pulled it off. That would have been easier, but it was the end of the day and I was getting lazy. That never happens, right?
Probably won't happen again that way, will it?
Oh, no. No, not a chance. Big story coming out of the Bassmaster Elite Series this last week. Shakurit, Jay Shakurit. And the reason I know Jay is I fished with his dad on the national, actually on the MWC circuit, where we won the Masters Walleye, World Walleye Championship in 2000. And that started out my fishing career. And his son, now a elite champion, going against the biggest dogs out there, he came out with the Century Club. I brought that up several times. Century Club, Don, you know what that is?
I do not.
Catching well over 100 pounds of smallmouth bass or largemouth bass, but in this case, smallmouth bass, in a five-day event. Excuse me, four-day event, not 5 days. In four days.
Okay.
Which is?
25 pounds a day average, if my math is correct.
Exactly. And he did it with 102 pounds, 9 ounces. And that's a four-day limit of 20 smallmouth bass. And that is insane. And he was asked by many of the guys online and on the air if rookie Jay could get that done. And he definitely did. And it guaranteed him a Bassmaster Elite tournament win. And what's interesting is prior to this event, no angler in recorded sport fishing history had ever reached 100 pounds solely with smallmouth bass, ever. Ever.
Wow.
Rare stretch of calm, sunny weather and a good super moon igniting the fish. He did just that. Everything lined up. It earned him a spot in the Bassmaster Century Club, which recognizes the four-day totals of 100 and earned him one of the most prestigious trophies in pro fishing and $100,000. What's unique about this is he's only 22 years old.
Where's he from?
Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Of the top 10, two are from the area, the Midwest. One is from Black area, and then there's Jay. And Jay said when he was being interviewed, one of my goals was to beat the Johnston brothers, Corey and sixth place Chris. He said, they've been coming to my home waters of Sturgeon Bay and taking our money for years, so I had to come over here and take theirs for a time or two. Weighing 24 pounds two on the first on day three, extended his margin over the second place angler. He crossed the finish line with a final catch at 25.8, and he won by over 2 pounds, 4 ounces. Everybody wanted to know what he was catching him on. It was a drop shot. I don't know if you ever used drop shots, Don, but I used a green pumpkin, Strike King half shell, and a number two Gamagatsu finesse drop shot hook with a quarter ounce tungsten cylinder weight. So really the weight's at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mid hook tie, and basically you're really able to control that bait and the action of that bait that is on the bottom, so you can work it back and really work those fish well. It's a very, very, very effective technique. He did spend all 4 days on Lake Ontario, south of Chaumont Bay. Starting spot was the North Bank and in a post-spawn staging area, 15 to 20 feet of water. So this is where the deep water techniques come in, Don. Deep water techniques, obviously the walleye guys, we're not sight fishing fish. This is where you rely on your electronics. You rely on your technique and the faith that you are going to have those fish there and you're going to be able to catch them. So that is a big thing versus sight fishing and a big difference when it comes down to that. And interesting concept here was when the water went calm and the fishing pressure went up, it took a toll on his bite. He relocated to another post-spawn spot at 8 to 12 feet of water. And the difficult part was he only had 2 days of pre-fish.
Wow.
Which, that's the part that blew me away. So he had to absolutely settle on a spot that was off the charts right off the bat. And that carried him for 4 days to a consistent win. And that in itself was beyond crazy. What's that?
There's sometimes being in the right place at the right time.
That's exactly correct. Exactly right. He also became the youngest Elite Series champion ever. At 23, is actually 23 years and 26 days old, previously held by Casey Ashley, who won in 2007 at 23 years, 4 months, and 9 days in his rookie year. He's also leading now for Rookie of the Year. So pretty doggone awesome. And pretty congrats cool. to Jay. What a great job. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So a lot of big things coming for him down the road.
It's good to see Midwest guys doing good.
No question about it. Hang tight. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors. We'll be right back. here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors. It's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away a trip to four individuals that includes lodging at Ashkenam Resort in Ash River and fishing the waters of Cabotogama and Namekin Lakes. Join Don and I on this fabulous fishing trip September 17th through the 22nd. You can bring your own boat or fish with one of us. Plus, a walleye seminar and contests for prizes throughout the trip. Just register today at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Crimp sponsored by The Valley Outdoors Radio and Ashkenam Resort. Get registered today to fish with us. Winner announced on August 20th on The Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Complete promotional rules available at thevalleyoutdoors.com. Crazy story, huh, Don? It's just amazing.
It is. I mean, it's very cool.
I just find it so difficult, to, you know, the two-day pre-fishing thing, because it was such brutal weather. I find it so hard. Any tournament you go to, 2 days of pre-fishing is nearly an impossibility to come up with bags like that. You just had to land on the right ones. And, of course, they were after it was post-spawn, and they were just hammering.
They were schooled hammering, up. Had to be.
Hammering that bait fish. And the bait fish just kept coming in.
I wonder if anybody tried to join him on his spot.
No. He was all alone.
Well, that's a key.
Pretty impressive.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if the fish kept going, he was very fortunate.
No, that, in my mind, pretty outstanding job. So what a great guy. So good kid. You could tell he was very emotional on stage. And, of course, the times we've won a tournament, I've had the same feeling where it becomes this overwhelming, did I do what I just did? A. B, I've got to get in to make sure I can get these fish weighed. And one day it was really rough and difficult to come in. And I'm thinking, what happens if something goes wrong? What happens if all these things are going through your mind? And then the last part is, you come into the harbor, then the hair in the back of your neck stands on end, and you realize you now have the potential to win a major tour event, and this is actually happening. This isn't just a dream. This isn't just, hey, I went out to go fishing and I caught a bunch of fish. You did it 3 days in a row, and you went out day one in whatever place. Day two, you're number one. Day three, you're number one. And when you come back in, you're like, boy, there's good sticks. I don't know. Did I really do this?
I hope I hold on.
Yep, exactly. And then the black bag comes up when you go away. When you're in the lead, they don't let you anybody else see the fish. So you're sitting in line. You're last in line. You're at the very end. They don't want anybody to see. You can't tell anybody what you caught, so nobody's supposed to know anything. And you've got your box of fish, and it's covered with a black bag, and then everybody weighs, and then they go in the hot seat, whoever's in the lead. And then, of course, this is day three, the accumulation of all three weights. You pull up. They put your fish in a bag. They keep them all so nobody can see them. And then you go up and you pull them out one at a time. And you put it in the box. All right. You now have 5 pounds, 10 ounces. They pick up another one. It's a small one. And I never forget that the MC says, they better get to growing if you plan on winning. And then I pulled up a 4.5 pounder and put it up there. And he's like, that's more like it. You know, they're swimming in the deal. Sure. They're a clear tank. And then he said, you need 2 pounds, 4 ounces. And I knew I had a good one. It was like 3.5, 4 pounds. And the other guy had some good fish. I pull him up. And then the crowd went wild. And I'm like,
I think
something
I got
special
it.
Is about to happen. And I put it in the... You put it in the tank, and then you immediately are looking at the scale. Your hair is on end. Your heart's going 400 miles an hour. Your co-angler's with you. He's got a chance to win, and you're sitting there, and you're like, this could be it.
Yep.
And I'm going against the best stick. He's in the lead, the best stick on that body of water. The guy's amazing. Garrick McCumsey was his name, and he rolls the scales, and I won by 2 pounds, and the crowd goes crazy. And I'm like, they throw the trophy at you immediately. You get out in front. And, you know, when you watch these events, it just really gets those competitive juices flowing where you really want to get back at it. And it's such a fun thing. So just Yeah, there's nothing like it. If you've ever fished a fun tournament, you've ever gone onto it, the emotion is there regardless of how big that tournament is. And that feeling you never forget. So pretty cool. Pretty cool. Speaking of which, there was a recent tournament on Green Bay, part of Lake Michigan and Lower Lake Michigan. And there was a discussion of some of the Lake Michigan alewife die-off. But the funny part about it was on the Green Bay side, there was not much of a die-off. And you'll see when they were talking about the tournament, a lot of people had the effect that the fish were full, shall we say, and they had no need to eat, and it was difficult. Maybe, you know, and a couple guys found fish, but there was a lot of zeros from some of the best anglers out there, and a real difficult bite. But coming from Lake Michigan side of this, the alewife, that's one of the primary bait fish in the lake. They go from about 2 to 9 inches in length. They're experiencing a seasonal die-off that is beyond anything that they've had in 20 to 60 years. They're not native to the Great Lakes. They migrated from the Atlantic Ocean into the Great Lakes through the Welland Canal in the 20s. They spend most of the year in a deep, cold water. Some of them come out in winter in a weakened state and don't tolerate changing conditions such as temperature swings, big swings. The combination of poor overwinter condition, temperature changes, and spawning stress caused the die-off. Larger than normal and things we have not seen in years, they said from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources. We're seeing a die-off extend from Muskegon all the way up to Cross Village and out into Beaver Island Complex. I'm telling you, Don, if you ever saw some of these things when they go die off, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw some of the photos from the weigh-in. It looks like some guys really got into some big fish.
And again, it's one of those things. You find a pocket where those fish are coming up to feed, and they haven't gotten done feeding. You hit them, and you can be done in a matter of 20 minutes, and you can have 35, 40 pounds. But if you're not finding that spot, you can turn into it. The struggle bus is real. You ride that struggle bus all the way to the end, and then it becomes a death troll till the weigh-in, and you go in tail between your legs and say, well, zero or hero, I know where I ended up in that one. So yeah. It always happens.
But it even happens to you guys.
Exactly. Well, another week goes by, Don. Yeah. Ava, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening. And we are going to be back next week, and we are going to have an amazing guest next week. We're going to have Greg Sharrow from Sharrow Propellers talk about one of the most innovative things in the marine industry, I think, in probably 20 to 30 years. So check it out. Check out us next week. See you. Bye.